say anything. In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever mind. Lots of boys live in a fairy tale world filled with G.I. Joes and alluring women. One in which the magic mirror on their wall tells them that they can't screw up and that girls are playthings made for and to be broken by them. It takes a long time to sand off these edges, converting them into respectable men, and regrettably, it's done by breaking hearts and demolishing the female morale. On the other side of that coin, a trusting woman's fallen tears transform into the glue that she can use to rebuild her unconfident heart. Swirling in the world, there is a deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. One finds that the scar tissue is stronger than the unspoiled flesh, and unfortunately, you need to cauterize the bloody stump in order to get there. Girls, let me give you a few pointers when it comes to boys that haven't grown up yet. When they are around you, they have no brains. Don't trust them too much with your hearts. They will drop it unknowingly behind the couch with their gum wrappers and comic books.
Oh,
It is best if you pretend that they are accident victims, suffering from a massive head trauma. They are lucky sometimes if they can even feed themselves. My advice to you is to treat him like a pet piranha. You can love him, play with him, and feed him the things that he needs, but don't get too attached. Someday, he will bite you with his lack of attention and affection. And when that happens, when you suddenly understand that he has been using you to satisfy his needs, stop feeding him and flush him down the toilet. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we will listen to a tape made for the girls that have just found out that the boy that they are with is little more than a single-celled creature with only one thing on his Paleozoic mind. He used you, didn't care about you, and broke your heart. He isn't worth another moment of your precious time. He isn't your friend. It's time for you to say goodbye to him. Okay, now pick yourself up, clean yourself off, and know that you have learned another lesson of the heart as you make your way down your yellow brick road. In the meantime, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Pull out your tear-streaked waterproof Walkman and listen to this. It should make you feel better. Now hold on, I need to press play.
I'm just a little more experienced with this type than you.
I grant you know infinitely more than I do, but in this case...
Do not complete the sentence with the usual female contradictions. You grant me I know more than you. But on the other hand, you know more than me. We must talk back.
Alex, what are you going to do?
Something more for you than for
Alex.
Me. I'm calling the police.
No, no, please.
You are giving me orders. My own pupil.
You don't know this man. You know only science. You know his mind, but you don't know his heart.
We are speaking of a schizophrenic and not a Valentine.
We're speaking of a man.
Oh, yes. Love.
You said So next time someone makes you feel little, just sing this song inside your head. And like a great big cartoon bubble, these lovely words will dance above their head. How I've waited for today, when I could finally say, you jerk, you are so. just a boy. You don't understand.
Thank you.
yeah. You look so dumb right now, standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please, just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show, really had me going. But now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show, very entertaining.
I can't. everything to me. A warm and loyal, open and friendly. It's not like I'm not trying, 'cause I'll get anyone a shot once. I close my eyes and I kiss.
Now that you're here, boy, all I want is just a chance to say, hey.
could you ever be so cold to go behind my back and call my friend? Boy, you must have run and bumped your head, because you left a number on your phone.
So now it's set that up.
Maybe I'm the one to blame, but
to think that you could be the one.
Well, I didn't work out that way.
Get out, leave right now. It's the end of you.
happy boy. It took a while for her to figure out she could run, but when she did, she was long gone, long gone. We'll be right back.
before you were staring at me like you've done before. And I caught you looking, I thought you knew that I was staring right back at you. My palms would sweat, my heart would race like I'd been running after you to win first place. And then before I know it, you're standing there with those curly whites and that perfect hair. So bye-bye, baby, you only end up making me cry every time that I'm around you. So bye-bye, baby, the way your love feels more like a crown. It's about time that I lose you. So bye-bye, baby, pull me closer, and you push me back like you're winning poker when the cards are stacked. You know everything that I'm about to say. You're narcissistic in a charming way. I should have listened, I should have known that you were everything that I was ever told. Once you have me, you throw me away. Goodbye tomorrow, but hello today. So bye-bye, baby, you only end up making me cry every time that I'm around you. So bye-bye, baby, the way your love feels more like a crown. It's about time that I lose you. So come on, I can do much better. Just come on, anytime, whatever.
About him. What is there for you to see? We both know that the mind of a woman in love is operating on the lowest level of the intellect.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now
baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
you.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.
A social excuse to